It's time to bring out our special musical guest. Please welcome to our stage our friend, Amy Mann.
Hello.
Hi, Amy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you again. And, you know, it's been a while since we had you on the show. You have a new album called Mental Illness.
Mental Illness.
Yeah. I love it. I love the title. But then I heard that you decided to name that and the theme of it kind of based on a joke about people tend to pigeonhole you and your music.
Well, actually, the person who made that joke was Jonathan Colton.
Okay.
That is true.
He asked me what the record was about, and I said, it's my usual songs about mental illness. And he said, you should call it Mental Illness, thinking he was being snide and hilarious. But as soon as he said it, I sort of felt like, now I can't call it anything
else.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to play one of your new songs for us, Patient Zero, which I think is especially appropriate as it's about L.A. and how narcissism is kind of a disease, an infectious disease. So what was the inspiration behind Patient Zero in particular?
I met Andrew Garfield, the actor, at a party. This was quite a while ago. And he was just moving out here, and he struck me as like a real artist who was a very sensitive person. And I remember kind of feeling like, geez, I really hope this, because I knew he was about to do Spider-Man and kind of be rocketed into this huge world. And I just felt like, I hope this life does not eat him alive, because he seemed a little too sensitive for it. So that kind of inspired me to write a song that was like that type of Hollywood story where the person is eaten alive. Yeah, so.
All right, let's hear it.
One, two, three.
They served his champagne like a hero. When you landed, someone carried you back. From here on out, your patient zero, smelling ether as they hand you the rack. Life is good, you look around and think I'm in the right neighborhood. But honey, you just moved in. Life is grand, and wouldn't you like to have it go as planned? Go as planned. Hip, hip, hooray, hocus pocus. With some magic you can fly through the air. When you're the guy pulling focus, there are people who wish you were there. Life is good, you look around and think I'm in the right neighborhood. But honey, you just moved in. Life is grand, and wouldn't you like to have it go as planned, go as planned. Go west, young man, go west. Take a risk, screen test. Doesn't count as a job well done. The locusts have their day. The suckers pay and play. Carmen Stern would probably pull that trigger for fun. And in the hills where hope is sunshine. News filtered over the transom that a villain ended up with a part. You paid your respects like a ransom to a moment that was doomed from the start. Life is good, you look around and think I'm in the right neighborhood. But honey, you don't belong. Life is grand, and wouldn't you like to have it go as planned? Go as planned. In the hills where
lights of the canyon.
The lights of the canyon.
The lights of the canyon. Thank you so much.
Amy Mann and Jonathan Colton.